I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Candidates running for office in Montana are barnstorming around the state trying to pull in votes before November 8th. On Thursday, Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke spent a couple of hours at the Blue Moon nightclub in Columbia Falls. He didn't make a speech or draw attention to himself, but shook hands and talked to anyone who approached him. He asked for Big Sky IPA when a couple of people offered to buy him beers. It was a little loud in the nightclub, so I asked him to step outside for a few minutes to talk under the bar's awning as traffic sped by on rain-splashed Highway 40.
We're less than 2 weeks to Election Day. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm confident that I'm going to win. My concern is after the election. I think the danger is we've become so divided as a country that the problems we face, they're not getting any better unless we address them. And it's going to take both sides to work as Americans.
It's not implausible that you might find yourself working with a Clinton White House based on what you just said. You think you can work with the Clinton White House and get things done?
Well, this is where you got to put higher purpose in our country first. Whoever gets to this election, the issues aren't going to go away. And we're going to have to work with whoever is in the White House to get things accomplished. And if Ms. Clinton wins, then it's my responsibility and duty to make sure that I articulate Montana values and what's important to Montana and convince my opponents that we're right and work together to achieve them.
Mr. Trump's recent comments about accepting the results of the election, how did those strike you? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I know about Montana. I've never seen any widespread tomfoolery in Montana. You hear about it here and there, but I've went around to every clerk, you know, and talked along coffee and things. And there's a here and there, but nothing that would suggest that Montana is rigged. Nationally, you know, when you travel around Philadelphia, I don't know. But I do know that I represent Montana, and I think Montanans don't look the other way when someone's cheating.
I know Mrs. Clinton and other people have called his comment about not necessarily accepting the results of the election destabilizing and threatening to democracy.
I don't think there's anything more destabilizing than some of the things that Mrs. Clinton does too. But after this, regardless of who wins, we have to be Americans first. And this is before being a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian. We have the Green Party, all of us. We have to be Americans first. And if we do that, then the challenges we face, we can meet them.
So last time you talked to someone from Montana Public Radio, it was Sally Mock, who happened to be on the same flight with you, I think.
Yeah.
And it was right after Mr. Trump's comments about disparaging women and the sexual assault related remarks.
Yeah, and a nice person, and we were sitting down, had a long conversation. I think she felt about like I did with it. You can't defend Donald Trump for what he said.
Right.
It was undefendable.
Right. Yeah. And she asked you about that. She said, you've been a vocal Trump supporter in the past. In light of these comments, do you still support him? And at the time you said, at the moment. So
well,
we're
like
3 weeks
else,
later, you still support him?
I think we can say that both candidates are flawed. But for me, I do support Mr. Trump, because what's important to me is the Supreme Court. It's making sure that we have secure borders and making sure that we don't accept corruption.
What is it about Donald Trump that you like?
I'll go back to the three things. I think his choice of the Supreme Court was brilliant. I think his judgment on a vice president. His kids are good. So as a father, he must have done something right to have great kids. His business is brilliant. He's successful. When you're a billionaire, you're successful. There's no doubt about that, undisputable. That's what I like about Mr. Trump. Do I think that Mr. Trump has a big mouth? Well, I think America sees that too, but it doesn't make Hillary a better candidate.
What do you want Montanans to think about as they're making those decisions on
election
day?
I think they should know that Montana voices count. With me, I've never thought it was important to be for people to be a Republican, Democrat, Libertarian. To me, is it, do you love our country? Do you want to see a better future? And are you willing to work together to achieve it? And I think that's where we need to be post-election, is come on, America, let's do what's right. Let's be American.
Thank you, Congressman.
Pleasure.
We'll check in with Ryan Zinke's Democratic challenger, Denise Juneau, at one of her campaign stops in a few days. I'm Eric Whitney.